AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell, a consummate filmmaker whose body of work will live on forever. That's how producer Harvey Weinstein is remembering Wes Craven, who has died at 76.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Wes Craven is credited with reinventing the teen horror genre with the 1984 release A Nightmare on Elm Street. That led to several sequels, as did his 1996 success, Scream. Before that, and his 1977 version of The Hills Have Eyes, Craven started his movie career in adult films, where he worked under a pseudonym. His debut under his own name was 1972's The Last House on the Left. Craven's family says the 76-year-old writer-director died at home in Los Angeles after battling brain cancer. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A prayer walk in honor of slain Deputy Darren Goforth drew hundreds of people Sunday evening. Goforth was fatally shot while pumping gas. At the vigil in Houston, Amy Lasko says the community must come together to help the fallen deputy's family.
It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to heal. We are all in this together.
Sound courtesy KPRC-TV. The man charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting, Shannon Miles, will be arraigned later today. Ahead of President Obama's visit to Alaska this week, the White House has announced that he is returning the name of Mount McKinley to the name Native Alaskans have used for centuries. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Denali means the high one in the Athabascan language, and the peak plays a role in Native Alaskan creation stories. But lots of Alaskans have long preferred Denali to the name prospectors gave the peak in the 1880s after the man who became America's 25th president. And the state of Alaska filed its first request to swap Mount McKinley for Denali in 1975.
This is AP Radio News. Yes, awards were handed out, but MTV's Video Music Awards are always about so much more, like Kanye West, for instance, saying he wants to be president.
I'm not no politician, bro.
For a while, it looked like Kanye West would never start speaking as he accepted his Video Vanguard Award at the VMAs, waiting more than 2 minutes before addressing the audience. Then it seemed he'd never stop. In a free-flow discourse that started with Taylor Swift, rambled through award shows, and then this declaration.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Kanye spoke his mind, a mind that he acknowledged was somewhat altered.
I wrote up a little something. I knocked the air.
As host Miley Cyrus noted later, now we all know what Kanye's like when he smokes weed. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Jake Arrieta has pitched the sixth no-hitter in Major League Baseball this season.
And that was a great feeling.
That was in the Chicago Cubs' 2-0 win over the L.A. Dodgers. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.